This is Sexy Funny Raw, where we talk all about the world of sex, from dating and relationships to the adult industry itself, answering all the questions you weren't even brave enough to ask Google. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Sexy Funny Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Sage, and joined not in studio with me, but from her very home in Phoenix, Arizona. Is that correct? Somewhere in Arizona. And that's all we know is Reagan Fox, ladies and gentlemen. Reagan, thank you so much for being on with me. I'm so excited to have you back again. Your episode is still like the tops of tops in views. Like, everybody really wanted to know what we were thinking while having sex, which was our biggest episode. Do you remember doing that?
Okay. Well, I know that we've done two. One, I have to apologize again. I was super hungover and I sat there like thinking I'm going to barf the entire time. Not very professional. I apologize. And it wasn't ever funny. I don't know how that happened. And then we did the other one with on the couch in a hotel.
Yes.
Yes, that one. Is that
That's the one I'm referring to that everybody just absolutely loved. But yeah, so good. Fun. So today we're going to do another fun episode. And today we're talking about role play and fantasy fulfillment.
My.
I think we both know a thing or two about this, don't we, Reagan?
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. Which role play are we going to talk about, or all of them?
Well, first off, I want to know, was being in adult films a fantasy of yours?
No.
It was never a fantasy of mine either. How did we get here?
How many people say yes?
I mean, I don't ask a lot of people that question, but I think so, like, I know the person I got in with, who is my best friend, she truly wanted to be a porn actress. When I met her when she was 18, she was like, I want to be in porn. And then when she was 22, she got into porn. Like, it was her fantasy.
She's still in porn?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, she had a better opportunity elsewhere. Yes.
Yeah. No, because I think she thought porn was what a lot of people think, which is where you just get to go and have like buck wild sex with everybody. And then she realized that it's a business and it's run as a business. And she was like, oh, no.
That's a really good
not for me. Yes. Yeah. 110%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can choose who you want to be with. You're going to be with the already established people that know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You come in and there's a hierarchy. You got to pay your dues.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because you and I say that, but I had Maitland Ward on and she had the exact opposite experience because she came from Hollywood. Then when she decided to come over into porn, everybody was like, oh, Vixen was like, we'll pay you top dollar. We'll do all the things. And I was like, oh, what a lovely experience for you to have to get into porn. Meanwhile, I'm crawling on hands and feet and barking like a dog to try and pay my rent. Girl,
that's the worst you've had to do. not to say that I've done that, but I have seen some stuff recently on Twitter where they need better representation. I'm sorry. And I know there's a market for everything out there, but people I wouldn't have expected to do certain things.
Yeah, no, I agree. So this was not your fantasy. This is not your fantasy come true.
No, it has not been. I mean, it's helped me though. I mean, I have definitely grown and learned and seen different aspects of my life that it's been beneficial, but no, it's not something that I was like, today I'm going to do porn.
Yeah. But now that you're here, do you enjoy being a fantasy for other people?
I still struggle with knowing that I am someone's fantasy, and I'm on Sex Panther or Minx.
Yeah.
I'm able to reconnect with the fans like I had once done prior to porn when I did cams. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to kind of see now this opposite side of people where they're like, oh my gosh, I've been jerking off to you since cams or since I was 18. And I'm still sort of befuddled, like, it makes me feel good, but the other side of it is me.
Yes, you. Yes, you. You are one of the, you've been one of my top idols since I got in also. You are a stunner of a woman. You're so beautiful. You're so humble and you're such a good performer. It's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I know that's coming because you and I instantly had chemistry.
Yes.
So thank you.
So very true. Okay, next question. But I will say I do enjoy being a fantasy. I enjoy playing roles for people and like feeling like I am sexy because to me that's a role. Because I feel the same way. I don't feel like I radiate sexy. I feel like I get to play a role and it's sexy and I like that, you know?
And I love that, and I honestly hope that I get there because I think that's amazing. As I had just told you before we came on, my youngest turns 21 tomorrow, and
Yes.
so I've always, my entire career, had a house full of kids, so to speak. And so to do the videos and stuff, or to be ready, and I don't want my children to see me in that sexy light, or I mean, to a certain point or whatever. So they're. I'm going to be free of them soon. And I hope that I have that perception, or I have that feel that you have, gives me a chance to feel sexy and not like a mom all the time and just be
Right.
and get made up. And so I love that that is like that for you, and that I'm sure that's like that for a lot of people too. And I hope that I can.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that for you too. Speaking of being a mom, do you enjoy playing the MILF roles? Because I don't know if everybody knows, Reagan was just named MILF Performer of the Year for 2023. So thank you. Congratulations. Very well earned. Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy being MILFy?
I don't mind it at all, and
Okay.
obviously it's my bread and butter. There have been scenes that I've done in the past where you have to say "mommy," every sentence, and that is a little tough. Not only so for myself, because I know that my scene partner doesn't really care for it. However, now that I am a mom, since I'm a mom and I've kind of gotten over that little hump, it doesn't even faze me.
Yeah.
Like
You're a
another.
hot mom. You are a hot mom.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are there other roles you enjoy playing? Like, do you enjoy being like the hot neighbor or doctor, whatever?
I love it. I love it all. When I first started, I didn't really like to role play very much. And honestly, when I first started, when I have sex normally, I am pretty quiet. So I had to learn how to speak when I started because I didn't want to be like anyone else or watch anyone else when I started porn. So for role playing now, it's fun. I have no problem with it. I used to start sweating like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? But now it's like, bring that small penis over here to me. Let's enjoy that and see what to do with that.
For me too, it's something about getting dressed up in different outfits. Like just putting on a sexy outfit to me, I'm like instantly like hornier. I don't know what it is, but I'm just feel sexy, want to have
Okay.
sex.
Have you ever been asked to put on an outfit that was the complete opposite that would turn them on, but for you it was mm-mm.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What
I
was that?
remember bringing outfit options, and this was for my MILF of the month scene, and I brought sexy outfits, exactly what they had asked for. And then they're like, "Oh, well, we're gonna have you wear this," and they like gave me this oversized like green dress, and I was like, "Ugh, I would wear this never, ever, anywhere, ever." But okay, so yeah, it just didn't make me feel sexy. It made me feel like frumpy. It made me feel older, you know. And I was like, "Ugh, I don't even want to have sex with me in this," you know.
Mine would be that someone sent me a latex cat woman
Oh,
outfit.
that's hot.
Oh no, I'm in Arizona and I think it was like August.
Oh.
And I had to give a blowjob in that thing and to put that thing on full garment. And I actually just posted it on OnlyFans the other day, but this is from years ago. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, you haven't. I was like, no, that thing Goodwill the next day. I never want to think about that again. It was like,
You're
ugh.
just sweating bullets inside of it. You probably couldn't even get it off. You probably had to have assistance to tug that thing.
Flour when I'm baking soda, whatever, I don't know. Nice.
I'm sure the video was really hot, so
I couldn't even edit it. I was like, I gave it to someone. I was like, I don't even want to look at myself. And I would have forgotten about it had I not found it and went, oh, I gotta put this up.
okay, so no cat suits for you in Arizona.
Yeah,
That's
that
fair.
would okay, thank you.
Yeah. Do you ever role play in real life? Do you get spicy in your real life? With costumes or dress up or
No,
no.
I'm just like such a prude right now. No, I do have a girlfriend that has wig. I do have a bunch of wigs in my closet that all have the nets on them still because I don't know how to wear them. You know, girl, like I had plans, but then it never happens.
I know. I feel the same way when I get into my like personal life. I always feel bad for the person I'm dating because I'll film all day, have my hair and makeup done, be in the sexiest lingerie. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done working. You can come over. And by the time they get there, my makeup is off. I'm in sweats and I'm like, hi, this is me now. You don't get Sylvia. You get like discounted Sylvia with no thrills.
Understand that life. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Everyone wants us to be like, oh yeah, every night we're playing schoolgirl and you're naughty and you're in timeout. I just reality though, you know,
it's actually amazing to me. And this is something behind the scenes that no one has probably ever really talked about, that when girls get done with their scene, even if they don't, when they don't get cum on their face, let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
They'll wash their face off. I'm like, hey, I hardly ever look like this. I make sure I go to the airport looking like this tomorrow. You know, so.
I will do a trick if I did get cum on my face. I do a thing where I only wipe off the makeup from my eyes down, so my eye makeup is really pretty, and then I'll just put something else on the bottom of my face just to redo it. If I have to go to the airport, but yeah, I'm like, no, we're not losing this. This took them an hour and a half.
Exactly. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, I'm that same way. I'll wipe off as much as I can to still look presentable and head back out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what would you tell a civilian if they wanted to have some of their personal fantasies come true? Like, how would you tell them to pursue that happening in real life?
Well,
You're like, don't come to my house.
Really good question. Well, usually when I'll have gentlemen ask me, you know, how do I get my wife to do role play or whatever? And so you just have to kind of start from, is this the during sex kind of thing? In general. I just tell the men, they normally just have to start making little comments, you know, during sex or right after sex when she's all like, oh, I'll do anything or whatever. and then you just slowly, steadily get involved in that. Like, hey, or maybe buying an outfit. Answering your question correctly. Buying an outfit, probably making the plan would be the best way.
Yeah. I think buying the outfit is a great suggestion, actually, if you're looking to dive into that, because it can be an awkward conversation, but you made a valid point. When you're in that sex brain and you like, you know, when you're in that sex brain, especially now you're married, but I go in new relationships all the time and you're a few months in and you're having amazing sex and you want to say, I love you. And you end up saying like, I love your dick or I love having sex with you because your brain is mush, you know, like you can agree to anything at that point. You're like, I've just come 6 times. Do you want to buy a boat? I'll buy you a boat. You know, like, yeah. Convince them at that point. That's a really good time.
Like, yeah. Like, wow, you'd look really hot as a cop, like that.
Yeah.
Show. And then she'd be like, oh yeah, I would. And then he gets it. And then just slowly, that's how you creep into it.
Good idea. Yeah. Slow suggestions.
Then you could be the robber.
Somebody's going to jail. I like it.
You should have tea.
Okay, so what would be your personal fantasy? What is a thing that maybe you have only masturbated to, or maybe you've actually made this come true? Maybe porn's made it come true, but what's your like biggest fantasy?
Okay. I don't know if anyone's ever asked this, and I've never been so honest. My biggest fantasy and what actually gets me off, wow, is watching someone be DP'd. I love that. And that'll never happen because I don't really do anal anymore.
Okay.
I don't know. I just kind of decided that my butthole is not the open squishy kind. Mm-hmm. So, but I love it. Just the thought of that. And oh, it just gets me going.
So have you been DP'd in real life?
No.
Never one time?
Never.
I am a little shocked by this, if I'm being honest, Reagan.
Right before COVID, I was going to do all my firsts because I had a few.
Yeah.
I did my first trans, and then COVID hit, so then everything kind of stopped. And then during COVID, I tried a butt plug or something, and I about cried. And I thought, it's not working for me anymore. So,
Okay, that's fair. You know, I tried a butt plug one time, and it was so big it made me pass out on the spot. Like, thank God I was home alone. But yeah, so it was no. Okay, so it was for Peter North. And this was in the very beginning of my porn career, like year one, my porn career. And when you work with Peter, he sends a box of butt plugs and it's like a trainer program and it starts small and you're supposed to go big. But I had been doing anal in my real life. And so I was like, I got it. Like, I'm fine. And so I just started with the biggest guy first and I put it in. And Reagan, I'm not even kidding you. It was like lights out. I just like collapsed on my couch. I don't know how long I was out. I'm assuming seconds, but I like came back to and I was like, damn.
Did you fall backwards and pushed it in?
Forward.
The water
ass up.
Kept you down?
Yeah.
I can't get up. It's just
But I will say, I've done a few DPs in my day. The most fantastic feeling I could have ever felt. And I think every woman should experience what a DP is. If you guys don't know, it's double penetration. So there's one penis in the vag and one in the ass. And it is so, it's overwhelming. Like your senses feel like you're about to burst. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a scene I was doing and it was for Dana Vespoli. It was a religious scene. It was with Mick Blue and oh my God, Steve Holmes. It was a DP. Magical. Girl, I forgot I was making a movie. I didn't know I was in LA. Like I was in heaven on earth. It was just the most amazing feeling in the world.
And how lucky of you to be with two fantastic actors.
Oh, the best.
It took care of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I think everybody should get, like, I don't think everybody should do porn. Don't let me say that. But just to have the experiences that we're able to coordinate in porn and in such a safe environment with so much healthy communication. And like, this was a female director. So I also knew that, like, and she's a fellow performer also. So I knew I was going to be super safe, you know, and I would have set this up for you. I know you think your butt can't handle it, but let's find you a really small backdoor guy.
Listen, I have a showcase that's coming out this year and I could add that to that. I just don't think that it would be possible.
What about like a Sean Alf or like a Nathan Bronson in your butt? You know, just like very Sean normal. Well, he's not here, but not here right now.
I've never heard anyone say Sean had a, you know,
normal, average to small.
Average. I mean, Nathan, yeah. I know what Nathan calls his, but
yeah. Sean's been on this show and he even referred to himself as like a very like average penis. So yeah.
He knows his angles because the few times I've seen it on Twitter, it does not. I mean, I actually look at him when he's standing in front of me completely clothed and think,
yeah,
I'll never fuck because I think his cock is too big. So
what? He
sees himself an injustice by me.
Wow. You haven't had sex with Sean ever?
No, because I honestly think his cock is too big. So therefore I've always been like, no thanks.
Oh, girl. No, it's not. And he's so gentle with it. And it's so great. I mean it in the best way when I say, no, his cock isn't big. Sorry, Sean. I mean that in like the nicest complimentary way of like, it's a nice, sizable, welcoming penis.
He and I have the same birth date. And we also are at times, I feel, I don't know if he would say this or not, but I feel like we might have a lot of similarities in personality. I find anyway. So I don't know if how that would be. It might be like a too gentle of a scene. Like, is it?
You guys are. Yeah, you both would
I'm
be.
I'm so passionate, and it might be. Might not be a get them going.
You guys just wind up like talking to each other about stroking each other's hair about your issues.
I'll doodle on his cock a little bit.
Also, too, because you're shy and he's shy, like you guys would never start fucking.
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe don't go for Sean. But Nathan, you could have Nathan. And he's so sweet. I feel like we've watched Nathan grow up, you know?
You know, you're right.
Yeah.
When he came in, he wasn't as fit and solid as he is now. And he's really evolved as a performer, and he has his own stuff, his cooking show, and has his stunts, and he's a well-rounded guy.
Yeah, he's a good one. I can't wait to see your showcase that you have coming up.
I haven't started filming it yet. We're still figuring out all this stuff and trying to get it out this year.
Okay. But it is coming. And you have a plan?
The Elegant Angel has a plan. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. What do you think is, did we already do that? We already said role play. Scratch that question. We're moving on. Have you ever been asked to do any role play that you're not comfortable doing?
Any type of grooming with a young child or my own child. I get asked that kind of a little bit.
So when we say young child, we mean like 18, 20 year olds. We're not talking anything younger than that. Just to clarify, these are all consenting adults that we are working with. Let's make that clear.
Yeah. So any grooming type of scenes I will never do. And I have been on some of the mainstream and I don't do those either.
Yeah, I get that. Totally, totally. I actually had, because I always say on my OnlyFans, I'll take suggestions for your videos and then I will approve them whether or not I think it's appropriate, you know? Recently, I had somebody ask me if I would like get in a dog cage and like bark for them. And I was like, I don't know who you think I am or how desperate you think I am for money, but absolutely not, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
And when I get those requests, I mean, I do try to follow them as closely as possible, but sometimes it's just like, come on.
And sometimes they get super detailed too, you know, like,
this long for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. And then I want you to say this when you touch your nipple. And then I'm like, okay, buddy, we're not Scorsese over here. It's not that serious. Yeah. No, I feel like I'm the same way. I don't like to do anything that seems super, and not that I haven't done it in my career, but now looking back, I'm like, oh, kind of wish I wouldn't have done some of the things that I did for other companies. But I feel like in earlier on when we had started, it wasn't as much power for us. Now I feel like we have so much more power over what goes on in the videos as to opposed before we were just reading scripts, you know?
Correct.
So...
But I think with that also comes how do you stand out? Mm-hmm. So there's more people and you've had the people coming in now have to figure out how are they going to stand out, and possibly by having to stand out, they might have to do more of those things.
Yeah, yeah. But don't you also feel like now that we're not really doing like. I mean, I guess there is people still doing like crazy stuff, but I just feel like maybe personally, I'm just not one of those people. I feel like if anything, I've taken 10 steps back on the crazy because now I'm like shooting for myself. I don't even let people come on my face and my own videos anymore.
Good. Yeah. I think that, you know, I think everyone that's young and hungry, they come in all the do. I did, you did. But then as you get more established, you have a little bit more say. And I know some of these young girls when I come in and I'm new MILFs, I should say, and I say, girl, I would never do that. And several times back, they have said, you're so lucky that you're you and that you can say no to those things.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
It's true. No, it did take time for sure. I never felt like I could say no to things in the beginning. You know, I always felt like I had to do whatever it was, whatever role I was playing. That was what we were there to do. But so very thankful to the OnlyFans gods and for having our own sites and being able to be in control of our own content. And
right.
Now making the stuff we want to make. And
absolutely. Absolutely. And I saw you over on Minx Sex Panther. So you need that. That's a good too. That's good.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't
get a feel back with your fans.
Yeah. I don't do enough. I don't do Minx at all. I need to find out more about that.
Because of who you are, you just need to reach out and I'll switch you.
That way
you'll be seen. Cause there's not that they're only taking the porn people.
Oh, interesting.
Switch yourself.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right, Reagan. Well, we made it through this first episode. So We've made it through role play. We've made it through fantasy fulfillment. We want to make sure that you are fulfilling all of your fantasies. So make those suggestions, buy those little outfits, and, you know, try and spice things up a bit. And if there's anything you want to see me do or maybe Reagan do, let us know and we'll decide if it's one of our kinks. All right, Reagan, tell the people where they can find you.
Oh, well, they could find me Reagan Fox on Minx. And then what am I? I'm the Reagan Fox on OnlyFans as well as Twitter and Instagram, I believe, or one of those.
Beautiful. And you won't regret it. I promise you that. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. So if you like what you saw, hit that subscribe button. And until next time, adios.